I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being here on this Monday. There are many ways to measure a society's well-being. A pretty important one is whether there's enough food available for everyone at affordable prices. In a moment, we'll take you to a supermarket in Caracas, Venezuela, where the only affordable items on the shelves are vinegar and sardines. We begin, though, with the latest in the political dysfunction that's largely responsible for Venezuela's economic meltdown. This weekend, more than 7 million people voted in a referendum organized by the Venezuelan opposition and which was considered illegal by the government of embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Girish Gupta is a reporter for Reuters based in Caracas. So Girish's vote had no legal standing, more of a symbolic way, I guess, to reject Maduro's plan to rewrite the constitution. So what was the opposition hoping to accomplish?
Initially, I was a little bit scathing of this and thinking it wouldn't really achieve anything. The opposition have not been known over the last few years for their organization ability. And of course, it's a big logistical nightmare to get this sort of vote together with 2,000 booths across the country. However, they did manage it. And symbolically, this is huge to show that in this hasty vote, you know, which got absolutely no backing from the government or state TV or any of the main broadcasters, to have achieved 7 million people voting is absolutely huge. So symbolically, it's a massive deal, especially 2 weeks before the government essentially is holding its own vote for this parallel assembly to the Congress that we already have.
Yes, so it's non-binding, but with 7 million people voting and turning down this idea of rewriting the Constitution, how does the Maduro government react to all this?
Well, that's the big question. It's so huge. The numbers are so huge that you would think the government couldn't ignore it. However, it has a habit of doing exactly that. And the government has essentially said, no, it's got no validity. It's got no legal binding whatsoever. However, pressure is mounting. There's been pressure on the government over the last 3 months, especially given the protests that I'm sure you've seen. They ramped up around 100 people dead at the moment so far over that time. And also, like you mentioned, the lack of food. This is becoming a bigger news story globally. We're seeing the region starting to attack Venezuela a lot more. And we may be seeing bigger action against the Venezuelan government. So they're stuck in a corner. And this 7 million people that voted yesterday will not be helping the government.
So for a non-binding referendum, it got pretty serious and violent yesterday, including one person killed.
That's right. I mean, I hate to say it, and I hate to sound callous, but around 60 people are killed in Venezuela every single day. So the one killed yesterday and even the 100 or so killed since protests began are not that big a deal, statistically speaking. There wasn't any tear gas on the streets, there weren't rubber bullets flying and lots of injuries, which is something we've seen pretty much every day for months now. So it was actually pretty clean, despite the one very sad death.
Will Maduro go ahead and rewrite the Constitution anyway?
It seems that Maduro will go ahead and hold the vote. Will they rewrite the Constitution? Who knows? The Constitution was, of course, written by Hugo Chavez's government when he came to power in 1999. So you'd think that Maduro, as the heir to Chavez, as he's always saying, would not want to do so. But we'll have to wait and see.
Maduro is expected to hold a vote on his plan on July 30th. Is the opposition planning anything else then or before then?
The opposition has talked about a zero hour. Now, we don't quite know what that means. I don't think they do either. Historically, over the last 10, 15 years, the opposition have been an absolute mess, bickering within each other, choosing tactics that just didn't get them anywhere. And the question is, do they do the same thing now, or do they just maintain this unity that they finally have got together? They've not announced anything just yet.
How much are Venezuelans really counting on outside actors to intervene?
People have been asking for this for a long time. It's also more the region. Colombia, Brazil, generally over the years have been fairly quiet. But now, especially as Latin America turns a little bit away from the left over the last few years, we are starting to see governments and foreign ministers and presidents come out against Maduro and his government. All of these things are now seeming to align against Maduro.
That was Girish Gupta, a reporter for Reuters based in Caracas.